You are listening to episode 104 of our Play Therapy Community Podcast.
Welcome to Play Therapy Community Podcast, providing connection, information, and inspiration to child therapists all around the world. Here's your host, a licensed psychotherapist, a registered play therapist, and my mom, Jackie Flynn.
Well, hey there. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Play Therapy Community Podcast. I love meeting with you like this. Before we get started with today's episode, I just want to tell you about Play Therapy and EMDR integration support. I would love to help you if you're EMDR trained and you work with kids. Integrating play therapy into every phase of EMDR can make a world of difference. If you'd like to learn more, go to www.playtherapycommunity.com. All right, today's episode is one that I'm super excited about. I'm sitting at a table in LaGrange, Kentucky, with some of the most amazing, heartfelt, just beautiful humans that I've ever met. Even saying that, I could feel it in my body thinking about what I've experienced in the last 2 days at the Kentucky Association for Play Therapy 30th anniversary annual conference. I had the opportunity to come here and teach about polyvagal and play therapy, and I seen safety and connection in action in a way that I've never experienced it before in the setting. Just beautiful. And what we're going to talk about today is specifically some things that they do year long. It's outreach projects that really makes their communities, makes the world a better place. Super inspirational to me. So I asked them if they would share some of their outreach projects here on the podcast. And they said yes. So before we get started, though, I just want you to kind of hear who's here and who they are. So Robin, if you want to start, just introduce yourself.
My name's Robin Phillips. I am an LPCA, and I integrate play therapy technology into the therapeutic sessions with children and some adults, and I'm really happy to be here today.
Yes, and she's super fun. You can't tell by the way she said that. Jeez, I've been laughing literally since the minute that I've met her.
I did not know you wanted me to be fun. All right, thank you, Robin.
I am Rebecca Patterson. I am a licensed professional clinical counselor supervisor and also a registered play therapy supervisor. I own mental health counseling outpatient clinics in 4 communities close to me, and just have the joy of not only working with clients using play therapy but also training future play therapists.
So Rebecca has these Huggy Bow big figures that the kids can punch and hug and squeeze and sit on. She brought those for the stage. It was wonderful. I love it. All right. Thank you, Rebecca.
Hi, my name is Megan Hadley. I'm LPCA, and I use play therapy integrated with TFCBT.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. Thank you, Megan. Megan was like amazing. She played the 90s music that we danced to and a gazillion other things and made it happen at the conference. Thank you, Megan.
Hello, I'm Lisa Henthorne, and I'm an LPCC, and I'm pursuing my RPT, so not quite there yet, but definitely getting all the trainings in and not too far off.
Yeah.
Looking forward to having it and feeling competent.
Oh, I love it. Even just hearing you talk, I remember just even seeing you set up and the way you interacted with people, such kindness and love. We were talking about, like, for people that are wondering, like, is it even worth it to work towards, like, the RPT credential through the Association for Play Therapy? And it absolutely is. It really requires some dedication and some training, but when you earn that credential, you are trained and you're ready to go. Those letters mean a lot because there's a lot behind it. So I'm excited, Lisa, that you're almost there.
Yeah.
Yay. All right, Charlene. Charlene's the first person that I met in this organization.
Hi, my name is Charlene Scott, and I am a licensed professional clinical counselor supervisor and a registered play therapist supervisor.
Mm-hmm. And and she's a president of the Kentucky Association for Play Therapy and Wonder Woman and all the other amazing, just a beautiful person. Her husband actually joined us in dinner last night. It was his birthday. So she's trying to figure out whether he's 52 or 53.
I can't quite remember.
That's yet to be determined. Okay, so what we want to talk about today is the outreach projects. I wasn't even really aware of it until they had the food catered, which was incredible. And there's leftover food. And then Charlene's like, I'm going to go take it to the fire department. I was like, oh, take what? So they were taking extra food and then take it to the police department and different things to the school and everything. And it turns out that this outreach is a big part of just who they are as an organization. And when they talk about it, their face, their eyes light up and you can hear it in their voice. Charlene had these boxes of art supplies, taking them to the school, knowing that when you run a conference, it's intense. There's really not a lot of extra time to go places and everything. They made time to really give back. So it inspired me and it still does. So I would love to for you just to hear about their projects. And I haven't heard about all the projects, so I'm excited as well. So let's talk about the outreach projects. Even like Rebecca was even talking about stuff that you do on your own, not even like together as an organization.
Yeah, we try. We're supposed to do up to 8 to 12 outreaches a year to go for Gold Branch, like to accomplish that within from APT. And that's a special recognition for any board that does more or gives back more than what it's normal. And we had the idea to order extra food this year and to give within the community of LaGrange. So we ordered extra food so that we would have enough, and we had a big old taco bar.
Yes.
So there was plenty left over. And the first day we went to take it to the police department.
Yeah.
So think of a huge spread of about 3 tables full, the big long ones, full of food, and we packed it all up, put it in a trolley, like a little pulley cart, and wheeled it up the hill to the police department. this big old guy, he was big old chief, comes out, and he was like, oh, that's more than I thought. So then he had to go back in and get help because it was like a big, what, maybe 15 containers of food.
It was four layers of pans on that cart.
So it was enough to feed them for a little while.
Wow.
And he said that they were just going to be so happy because when they come in from their shifts and they trade off, then there would be food there for them to eat.
Oh,
my
goodness.
Really, it felt really good just to thank them. We even did a thank you card and just, you know, gave that to them. We also gave them Why Play Therapy brochures and squishies, stress balls, pins, and bags just to kind of let them know who we were and what we do and
why
we do it.
So putting that word out, describing the therapeutic power of play, and also giving back. When I think about like first responders, that is, I mean, without first responders, safety and connection would be very different. So really looking at giving back to the community. And know one of the things that you mentioned, even going out to dinner one night just with the board, you choose local restaurants with to give back to the community as well.
Yeah, because think about, you know, small towns, especially in Kentucky, LaGrange does get some tourism, and the place that we've been having our site, our venue, is absolutely beautiful, but it's fairly new. And actually, the guy at the fire department told us that the man who built that building actually has been, like, pouring into the community as well.
Oh.
But trying to just support them and just let them know we're here, tell them who we are, and just let them know we appreciate that they hosted us.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. I love it. That building was beautiful. I love the natural light, the spacious. And when I came in, the colors, it was so warm and inviting. And it's interesting that it was a polyvagal theory training, and everything about polyvagal was it like all it, as part of the conference without even knowing it. You're just living the safety and connection. That's the beauty about play. It already has a safety and connection in it. It's like the why of why play is helpful. I love it. Now, Rebecca, before we started recording, you said, like, at your agency, you carry around those big, fluffy Huggy Bows.
Everywhere.
And you do some things, like, as part of your agency as well. Or would you call it an agency? Or
Yeah, our agency. I feel like in our area in Central Kentucky, I have a duty to educate parents on what play therapy is and that it's an option for the treatment of their children. You know, a lot of times information comes from the doctor's office when they're going because, you know, my child, I don't know what to do. I need help. You know, so they go to the doctor's office or they go to the school. And so I've sort of taken that on as a responsibility to not only educate the schools and the doctor's office on the powers of play and that they have that option, but also to the parents directly. So we seek out opportunities, you know, family spotlight nights in the schools. You know, we ask, can we come? Can we set up a table? We would love just to talk to parents. You know, we go to our local college there in Danville recently had a mental health awareness fair, and we asked to come and set up. And we talked about play because, yes, you're a college student, but we gave bubbles and we gave them Play-Doh and we let them hug the Huggy Bows, and you know, because it's finals time and they're stressed, and we just sort of gave them that space to, we know that you're supposed to be adults and we know that, but you have a lot of stress and let us support you, you know, come in, have a, we took coffee, you know, have a cup of coffee on us, let's play Play-Doh together. So play really expands the lifetime, and we look for opportunities to talk to, you know, from children in preschool, which we have an event next week in a preschool where we're going to dress up like superheroes and we're going to, you know, support those kiddos all the way through, you know, even our local nursing homes. We go and we do play activities with them as an agency. So play across the lifespan is sort of our goal.
Oh, I love it. And I know you're so playful. Like through this conference here, there was a 90s theme, and you came with this side ponytail.
Yes.
This, like, pink bubblegum sweater. You had this giant button. This morning I was looking at pictures on my phone, and you had this sign that's like, I love boy bands, thinking about, like, some, which you've went to in the recent years of a concert. So very playful. And you also shared with me that training is important for your clinicians that you that work with you, or for you to be able to work within the scope of practice and really do some quality care. I love it. Amazing. I love that you all exist. I love that there's this team. Anything else about the outreach projects that would give us an idea of what's going on here?
Well, every year we also try, like, you know, when you come to a training, especially an experiential training, you have markers, paper, crayons, all of those things to doodle with on your, and to do the activities with. So we kind of, well, we plan that into our budget every year. So we buy new, and then we donate it to a local school. Mm-hmm. So what we donated this year, we had about two big, huge boxes full.
Yes.
And it had glue and glitter glue and markers and pastels. Mm-hmm. And we were able to give that to an art teacher at one of the elementaries here that is a lower socioeconomical school where they really, really needed it. And they were so just so happy when they got it. And they were like, well, this is going straight up to our art teacher. Like, two big old boxes. Mm-hmm. So it was like they needed that, and they were making sure that it was going where it was needed. So that was very, very good. And then Lisa went with me to donate some food to the local fire department. That was interesting. They didn't know, they didn't even know, like, we were coming until right before. Lisa was like, we need to do this. And I was like, okay. So it was just enough people. We had 7 meals, and they had 6 people there. And they actually really acted quite surprised.
They were so appreciative.
Yeah, and so thankful.
So appreciative, yeah, very.
Yeah, so the food was excellent. So we got to bless them with something too. They just work so hard, and I don't think that they get enough recognition.
Right. I think that's what mattered to them, that they were chosen to be, like, recognized.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah,
like
and just
to
say thank you.
Because they're just sitting there on call, like, you know, all the time.
Yeah.
Yes. Somebody takes them in some food.
And a lot of times volunteer. Like, they're volunteering their time to sit there. Yeah.
So we, you know, again, told them who we were and that we come and where we were at and what we do. And they were actually telling us some other places that we can check out next year.
Oh.
And invited us to come back. So...
Yeah.
Like, okay, we'll see you next year. Like, bring us some more food.
I love it. It makes me think kind of like angels, like just seeing people in need. I know I grew up in Eastern Kentucky, so the school where I lived was, you know, coal mining area, real low socioeconomic. And the thought of, like, getting glitter pins and getting crowns and papers, that could make a difference in someone's life. I mean, it could be very kind of just like this was something that we did that helped, but for one child, that could give them awareness that, hey, I matter. You know, I'm able to use these art supplies and do something, like I'm worthy of something. It's beautiful. It's humanity. I love it, and I love that I got time to spend with you all. We got a chance to meet Lisa's son, and then we got to see videos of Megan's little baby.
And our other member, Chelsea Green, she was so much fun this weekend. Anytime we had a dancing break, she just got up with this infectious energy and just made it so much fun for everybody. She got me into it. I was
we
stick dancing,
her.
And then she's swinging the string on her jacket and just getting down. And I mean, just and made it fun for the members too. So
very
she was
present
a lot of fun
in the moment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what's interesting is that she's in Eastern Kentucky, and she lives in the same place where I grew up in, and she's helping the community there. And her dad went to school with my sister.
Oh,
that's amazing.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, she was swinging that string like a lasso. So we had Megan.
I think she
over
did that before. That was way too familiar to
her. She even got Michael in on the dancing. They were a good duo.
Megan would cue up the music, this 90 music, and then we would all take moments of movement so that the energy was remaining through the training. And when we did that, especially towards the end, Chelsea with that string, that was just so funny. We were laughing like crazy.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
She's one of our newest members on the board, and she really truly has a heart for her community. She that was what she shared, like that's what she wants to do, is make a difference. And there's not a whole lot of play therapists in her area. So she's wanting to expand and really bring play therapy to the kiddos there.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah,
I love
she's very
it.
Passionate.
And you were super excited about, you had this big map on the wall, and over there in...
Paducah. Yeah,
somebody signed the map.
Okay, so that is huge, because we have been wanting someone, like, to have a member from that area for years. Years and years. Because if we can have someone there, then we can get them on the board, and then we can start having outreaches out there, and start growing that area. Because it's always been just nobody was there, and we just kept trying and kept trying. So, yeah, when I saw her name, I had to hunt her out and formally invite her onto the board. So we'll see. Hopefully she does it.
You, like, went up to her in line.
I did. I pulled her out, and she thought she was like, what did I do? Am I in trouble? No. Well, kind of. We need you on the board. But our goal is to reach the entire state of Kentucky, not just in our area. And for the longest time, it's been like just around Louisville or Lexington. So reaching out and then and farther into the community is one of our missions and our goals.
Wow, I can imagine when you saw her name in the little star on it.
I did a little dance. I did a little dance.
She had no idea when she was writing out her name, what that meant.
Right. Yeah.
And then you want to talk about that?
Yes, we have a past president, Eileen Bosher. that we have recognized this year as being the longest serving board member. She has been serving since 2012 in some capacity on the board continuously. She has not stopped. And if somebody would step aside, she would step back in. Like, she has been there, and she's been a mentor to all of us, actually. Kept the history alive, passed it on down. Any questions we have, we can always just reach out to her, and she's just right there, so helpful. So yeah, we're recognizing her this year as the longest serving board member on the Kentucky APT board.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love how you honor each other, really honoring every step of the process too, even right down to the certificates where when you hold them in your hand, it was on really nice paper with gold around there. You even asked like what font you wanted my name in.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, that's wonderful. Yeah.
It's special. It's special.
Well, if you're interested in coming to this Kentucky Association for Play Therapy, KYAPT conference, it's definitely worth it. I'm thinking about coming back. I live in Florida, so I'd be flying back, and it would be well worth it to come back and learn. Just to be around people that have such heart and soul is it's good for our world, I think, to be able to share and to witness this kind of kindness and humanity. Well, anything else we need to add to kind of give a good view of what's going on with KYAPT? Oh, Michael. Michael is amazing. Mm-hmm. Michael's not here. How do you say Michael's last name?
Pedigo.
Michael Pedigo. Mm-hmm. Michael helped me out with tech. You know, when somebody helps you in need, I feel like it's even the sound bites, like, are jumping on the thing with my excitement. He saved the day with being able to show the presentation. So big shout out to Michael as well. Just wonderful team here in Kentucky. All right. Thank you so much for listening. And I can't wait to see you next time on the next episode. Take care.